I knew this trip was going to end in a bad way. Old days you'd never take such a risk with a ship like this. But they were desperate, running supplies out here to the ice station in that place underneath us. They didn't listen to me. Half the crew were scientists anyway, up to God knows what. Wouldn't listen when I told them it was time to pull out. Captain turned a deaf ear, too. Guess you can't blame him. Desperate times. Once we were icebound, we were no use to anybody. Some of the men lit out across the ice. Right around then, those warships found us. That was pretty much the end. They pelted us with these tick pods, then came flying down all over the deck. If they hit you, you were dead. That wasn't such a bad way to go, considering. We thought they were, bombs. Duds, you know. Until they started hatching. Once I figured out these sack-tick things didn't like the cold too much, I shut off the generator. Let the whole ship ice over. That did the trick, mostly. There was no one left to hang a medal on me. I tried to send a distress call. The radios were messed up. Scientists didn't want anyone knowing we were out here. I guess I should have known they were resistance. Is that what you are? That outfit is yours. You sure ain't no spy. Looks like it hurts getting into it. Makes this Gumby suit look cozy by comparison.